This is an Aero News Touch and Go for October 10th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. The general aviation world has been waiting anxiously for details ever since U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff announced last year that the TSA was going to impose new oversight on thousands of small airports and GA aircraft over 12,500 pounds. Well, the notice of proposed rulemaking is out, and it may be many things, but it's not going to be simple. The NPRM is 260 pages long. The proposed rule seeks to require, among other things, flight crew member criminal history record checks and security threat assessments, watch list matching of passenger manifests, and security training for all flight crew members. Operators would also be required to have security coordinators on staff. Designated reliever airports, which serve largely to offload corporate and other GA traffic from airline hubs, would have to comply with new security requirements. You can read the text of the entire notice using a link from aeronews.net to a PDF file provided by the National Air Transportation Association. The NPRM offers 60 days for comments. Early reaction from NATA President James Coyne is generally positive. Quote, "We look forward to continuing our work with DHS and TSA officials to ensure that the makeup appropriately addresses legitimate security concerns while recognizing the unique operating tendencies of the general aviation industry," unquote. The Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association expressed concern that the rule could have serious implications for general aviation. AOPA says its members question the limits on personal freedom, financial impacts, and potential implications of the rule for the broader general aviation community, seeing this as a start for the federal government to regulate all non-commercial operations. Fresh off his group's annual convention and show in Orlando, President Ed Bolin of the National Business Aviation Association commented briefly on the proposed rule, pointing out that NBAA has worked with TSA officials for many months to educate them on business aviation operations and existing voluntary security programs. Bolin promised careful scrutiny of the NPRM. Quote, "We've been discussing the TSA's security plans with our members to maintain that vital balance between the need to strengthen security and to preserve the mobility and flexibility that are at the foundation of business aviation. Based on an initial review, we expect to file substantial comments," unquote. The General Aviation Manufacturers Association also weighed in. GAMA President Pete Bunce promised, quote, "GAMA will be reviewing this NPRM to ensure that it addresses potential security risks with methods of compliance that do not restrict the utility of general aviation aircraft. Our initial read concerns us in that some very burdensome requirements may not provide commensurate security benefits to an already safe and secure industry," unquote. Before it vacates Washington, D.C. in a few weeks, the Bush administration plans to leave the incoming administration with a commitment of $89 million over the next 8 years to expand capacity at John F. Kennedy International Airport. Transportation Secretary Mary Peters added, quote, "We're also putting in place measures to cut delays and keep service vibrant over the short term," unquote. If you guessed she was talking about slot auctions, you'd be right. The airlines and airports are livid. The DOT decision to move forward, despite a finding by the Government Accountability Office that DOT has no legal authority to do so, will no doubt keep the courts busy for a while. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check our complete Aero briefing, where we'll tell you more about these stories. Boeing and the IAM will be back at the bargaining table this weekend. NASA reduces its estimate of the jobs to be lost when the shuttle fleet retires. And 4 Pennsylvania airports get a government-funded ad campaign. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, more comments on the challenges and rewards of building very light jets from executives of 4 manufacturers in the field. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.